This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Michael Bartley.
Good morning. This is so fun. First day of spring. Yeah.
Michael, you've heard a lot of talk about transitioning buildings downtown to living quarters.
An affordable housing,
And some of the river views that some of these old buildings have.
Beautiful.
Really good. And joining us right now from PWWG Plus, the architecture firm that's working on a special project. She's a senior associate, Jennifer Sesniak. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
So let's talk about what your plan is and what you're doing downtown.
Yeah, so the project that we're talking about is located at 120 Cecil Way. It's an adaptive reuse and, as you mentioned, residential conversion of the existing Phipps power plant. It was a steam plant located right there on Fort Duquesne Boulevard, which will now be converted to provide 97 units of affordable housing as part of this affordable housing resurgence.
When you're sitting at PNC Park enjoying the game, you see that smokestack, and so you're gonna keep that smokestack, Jennifer.
Yeah, exactly. We understand that it's a really prominent view along the river. And so we want to make sure that what we're doing there is a design that will work out well from the pedestrian level as well as the view from the ballpark.
It must be a challenge for the architects to, you know, kind of reimagine an existing building because they don't have the freedom to design the outer structure, but inside. So what can we expect?
So this project is taking advantage of housing and historical tax credits. So as part of the historical tax credits, we need to make sure that we retain the character of the original industrial building while transforming it into apartments. In this case, we have the exterior wall that faces PNC Park was never meant to be an exterior wall. And so it's not reinforced to be. So we are going to have to remove the north wall, which gives us an opportunity to reimagine that facade as something new that will be reminiscent of what's there, but not having to copy it directly.
Jennifer, you've had quite a bit of financial support from the foundation community, the Heinz Endowments, Hillman Foundation, Richard King Mellon Foundation, and I guess with the emphasis on affordable housing, is this sort of the trend that we could be seeing downtown?
I mean, we're working with Beacon Communities. They brought us onto their team. And, you know, this is one of six projects that they're working on or have completed here in downtown Pittsburgh. And they're really, you know, committed to bringing affordable housing back to downtown as part of the resurgence, to make sure that, you know, there are all different types of life now here in downtown Pittsburgh.
And so when do you expect the project to be available with the first residents moving in?
So we hope to close at the end of this year, and then construction will start early next year in 2026. It will probably take a year and a half, given the size of the power plant, right, the steam plant, and the office and the warehouse building behind it.
And who will control who gets in with this opportunity?
Great question.
All of that is taken care of through Beacon Communities. Once the project opens, they'll have a website for it and then an application process. And because all of this is partnered with PHSA and the Housing Authority, that all has a process that they need to go through to make sure to outline things. This project has something special, though, in that 49 of its units will be secured for the Pittsburgh Scholar House, which is helping to provide housing for single parents continuing their education. So that's really exciting.
Well, appreciate your time this morning. This is one of probably the most visible, as you point out, from the North Shore across the way. Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. Have a great day.
Happy spring.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Bye.
Jennifer Sesniak with PWWG architecture firm working, and that's Beacon Communities.
Yeah.
So for the future, what do you think?
I'd love to live downtown. Would you? You set in your ways? I'm single, and
I got a dog, a big dog.
You can have a dog downtown. I have friends who have dogs downtown, but it's a
golden retriever.
Oh, well,
she's elderly though.
What's her name?
Kobe.
Oh, I haven't had a dog since Riley died.
How many years
ago? I loved her 2 years.
It's hard when you lose.
Oh, I know, and I can't bring myself to do it again. I don't know why I can't, but I will.
We're going to talk to Dr. Mike Hutchinson.
Oh, but maybe he'll give me some advice.
Well, he's gone through this very process, but back to living downtown.
Yeah,
I think it's very attractive.
I think it'd be fun,
but you know. A lot of people here, the downtown area is, you know, struggling.
I know. You know what I think would be really, really fun, though, if not downtown? The Strip. Live there.
It's the hot.
That would be a blast.
Did you see behind the new
terminal? Yeah, but they're starting trouble with all those bike lanes and stuff.
It's progress, Michael. That's what they'll tell you. Yeah, a lot of people don't want that.
I know.
There, the business community.
They do not. They don't want to. Just don't mess with it.
The Strip is, I think, the hottest community in the city right now.
I think so.
But to your point, behind the new terminal building, you have over 800 apartments and townhouses between there and the river.
And the river,
They've got great views.
Beautiful views.
So,
and they're fancy apartments, too. It's good.
You're going to hear more and more of these stories where they're taking over older buildings downtown and converting. Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard with Michael Bartley.
Great to be here. Good morning.
How are you going to celebrate the first day of spring?
I'm going to watch basketball.
Mm-hmm. Apparently some other
I think the whole country is.
Well, now you have access on your phone to streaming. You can, you know, watch games while you work in many cases.
I know, but don't tell anybody.
Why? Come on. People shop online. They're online all day.
All day at their office. Why? And then they're going to pretend they're not?
If you could truly measure productivity on a day like this, right?
Of course.
In the meantime, so periodically we check in with Jared Bacher, President CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, and he's with us this morning. Jared, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Happy spring, Larry.
Yeah, here it is. We hit 80 yesterday, by the way, my friend. 80. Set an all-time record. All right, this is a busy time for you, too, because you gear up. You have your annual meeting next Wednesday at the Heinz History Center. So give us some of the highlights.
Yeah, certainly. It's an incredible time to stop just for a moment and take inventory of everything that's been accomplished over the last year. Obviously at Visit Pittsburgh, but doing everything that we do it through partnerships, right? We have 650 active business partners who are working with us every single day. So this is a collective effort for sure. And so all of the success is shared with our community. But last year we had an incredible increase in the number of events that were confirmed for Pittsburgh. We had 269 events, both conventions as well as sporting events that came through our teams. So it was really an incredible year. We're excited to see what 2025 brings and looking forward to a lot more success this year.
And I'm thinking about next year already, and I know you are too. That NFL draft, you know, for the ROI we will get, it'll be exponential. Do we have any idea what kind of revenue will be coming our way when that event takes place next April?
Yeah, as you said, it's certainly one of the most impactful events the city has ever hosted in one singular event. So the NFL is in this week, doing a lot more, having a lot more feet on the ground, so to speak, to get planning ready, to get the site identified, making sure that they're understanding all of the different options in and around the community for the various events that they're planning. So it's really exciting. But we look back on what Detroit and Kansas City reported, and they reported anywhere from $165 up to $175 million of direct spend into the market. So those are dollars that are coming right into our community from this one event alone.
And on the leisure front, some pretty impressive numbers when it comes to PR, because impressions are important. And I know that NFL draft will gain a lot more of those. But in the meantime, how are we doing?
Yeah, you know, that's really important. You know, every time we have some kind of a singular media impression anywhere in the world, that is someone that is thinking about Pittsburgh. So this last year, just through our communications team, they created almost 8 billion media impressions about Pittsburgh all around the world. So it's really important to continue to get people excited about Pittsburgh for the draft and for many, many other reasons. But that story of Pittsburgh is being told in such a profound way. And there's a lot of excitement. People are paying attention to what's going on in the city right now, which is really, really, really exciting for us across the board, not just with the draft, but everything that's going on here.
Well, you're going to be a busy man, certainly for the next year. I know that for sure. Good luck with your big meeting, and we'll talk to you soon.
Excellent, Larry. Thank you so much.
President, CEO of Visit Pittsburgh, Jared Bacher. And Michael,
8 billion impressions? Isn't that fabulous?
And people may wonder, for instance, the NFL draft, they're putting really the ROI, return on investment.
Yeah.
The money that's being, is the return is exponential.
It's incredible. Extraordinary. Well, Green Bay has it next month, right?
Yeah.
Green Bay.
So I know a lot of the stakeholders in this region are going to go there to see how it goes there.
How they pull it off there.
But as Jared said, the NFL was in town last week. They're going over the game plan.
But everybody in Pittsburgh could make some money on this deal too. I mean,
even if you don't directly. The tax revenues.
Of course, that's the thing.
And here's another thing that I'm learning, that many people are utilizing this Airbnb concept.
Yeah.
And I have a friend, they got an older home they fixed up down on the North Shore in the old War Streets area.
Oh.
And they rent it out all the time because people can walk to the stadiums. And then
I bet it's sold out for next year.
They do very well. And there's going to be a challenge for the number of room nights for hotels.
I think so, too. I think there'll be a challenge there. So that's why they'll go Airbnb and all that type stuff. You can rent your house out.
If you want to stay with Michael Bartley next year.
It's $6,000 a night.
Well, it'll be interesting because they need the surrounding counties, too. You know, talking to Rich Fitzgerald to accommodate all this. But it is going to be the single biggest event in the history of Pittsburgh in terms of one weekend of tourism.
We're getting hot. We're getting hot with that. And then we have the U.S. Open coming up, too, you know?
That's in June.
Yeah, I know.
And that, talking about the impressions of the region.
Talk about the impressions.
You'll see that around the world.
Oh, my. At Oakmont Country Club, are you kidding?
You remember the last time they were here?
Yes, I do.
Angel Cabrera
one?
Yes,
I totally remember it.
Walking down the fairway, smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Very unlike anything you see.
I know. It was unbelievable.
And you're a native like myself.
Yeah.
I encourage people to go to visitpittsburgh.com because there's a lot of great information.
There's great information.
You may be
stuff you don't know even if you live here.
The stuff you don't know.
I know.
Remember, Rick Seeback, you know very well.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Big fan of his documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
How about the stuff you don't know? He had the things that aren't there anymore.
He had things that aren't here anymore, yeah. That was one of the good. That was one of the great ones, yeah.
And now stuff you don't know.
I know.
Get out.
Get out.
We're going to talk to Dr. Mike. We're going to have him work on you after losing a pet. It takes people a while sometimes.
It takes a while.
Some people get one right away.
I know.
And some people wait. And
some people get a puppy while their dog is older.
Let's ask them about
that.
We tried that, but they didn't get along.
Really?
Yeah. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville, Ellen Gamble, what's going on?
All right. We have plenty of delays, guys. And in one spot around town, it's because of an accident. This in Lincoln Place. So as you're trying to travel between Mifflin Road, Lebanon Road, Lebanon Church Road, and the Glenwood Bridge interchange, you have an accident on Mifflin near Slate Street. And that is stacking traffic up the hill on Lebanon Road pretty heavily, almost backing to Noble Drive there as you approach the accident scene. And coming from the Glenwood Bridge toward West Mifflin, you have slow traffic as well because of that. Parkway West inbound backs at the top of Green Tree Hill. You're lining up on the Parkway East at Wilkinsburg. 28 southbound has sluggish traffic past the Shaler Waterworks, and then again between the 40th and 31st Street bridges. Parkway North has some bunching around Bellevue-Westview. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 735. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. And AccuWeather says big change going on right now. We came in, Michael, it was 64 degrees, and we hit 80 yesterday, which set an all-time record high for the last day of winter. And then we're going to have temperatures in the upper 40s as highs over the weekend.
Mm-mm.
How about this? We were actually warmer when we got on the air at 64 degrees than they are in Bradenton.
Incredible. But, you know, over the weekend, the overnight temperatures are like, isn't it 20s, 30s, something like that? Crazy.
Not 20s. Well, this week, we hit 29 degrees.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Coming on the air Monday.
Ooh, my.
Let me take a look at the radar screen. And right now, because this shower is approaching, it's right on our doorstep, just to the west, almost reaching Wheeling, West Virginia. So we're going to get brushed by some rain.
Yeah, by eight.
Inside of the rush hour here.
Coming up here.
And again, right now, 57 with my celebrity guest host, Michael Bartlett.
Good morning.
Our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen, and one of the best people I've ever met in my entire life, the good doctor, Michael Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. You can see Dr. Mike on the radio, kdkradio.com, our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Good morning, Doc.
Hi, how are you doing, Mike, Paul, and Larry?
Hi.
Yeah, it's like a American bandstand. We have a question. Before we get into your fans' questions, just, and I'm sure this comes up a lot, Michael said, and we were talking about pets, he lost his pet a couple of years ago, your dog, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Riley, yeah.
And then Paul, just last year, almost a year ago to the date, and they have not gotten another pet. Some people do it right away, and you deal with this all the time, but losing a pet is really emotionally challenging.
They bring us so much unconditional love and great memories. You know, when I look back of all of the dogs that I've lost and all the cats, all the pets that I've lost in my life, I only remember the good stuff, you know, and that's what I try to encourage people to do. It's the hardest thing, you know, to lose something that loves you that much and brings so much joy and love to our lives. So I always feel so sorry, and we all handle it differently. I usually, if I have a sick dog and I know that it's not easy to heal, mm-hmm. I'm usually getting another pet at that time. I'm such a wimp about it. I always have to have pets around me, but some people have to wait a long time, and I get that.
Maybe that's it. It's almost as if I'm afraid. It's almost as
to
as
love
I'm
again.
I'm afraid to lose them again. Well, right, Paul, you know what I mean?
There is the trauma of saying goodbye.
Yeah.
And it sticks with you for a while.
Always.
Yeah.
And it's that view of life. You know, I always tell children it's always good when they have pets, my opinion, because from puppy to death, they get to see life and experience all that joy and love. And it's unconditional with your dog. So I'm always encouraging people to, you know, jump back in because mm-hmm. you won't regret it. But yes, when you're remembering those last moments, that's very hard.
All right. We have some questions for you, Doc. This one comes from Janet in Mount Lebanon. How can I prevent my dog from jumping on guests when they visit? It's very frustrating. Please.
Yeah, that was a pet peeve of mine. Anytime I had a dog that would jump on guests. So you have to have a leash on them before you open the door. Have some treats in your pocket and use the commands, whatever the commands are, for sit and stay. And and make sure that you're using those commands when they come in. Use the leash so they can't jump, and then reward that behavior. And you'll do that a few times. And sometimes it's more, sometimes it's a little bit less. And they'll learn not to jump on guests. You just tell them no, sit, stay, and reward that behavior. But you have to start out with a leash because some of them get so excited they can't help themselves.
Marcus in Sewickley has a good question here, Dr. Mike. He says, can dogs be trained to understand multiple commands from different family members, or does it just confuse them?
You know, that's a great question. I've talked to trainers about this, and using multiple commands, if you're changing the commands for the same thing, like if I'm saying sit and you're saying down, that might confuse them. Unless you teach them and reward them, they can learn multiple commands. I know dogs that know multiple languages where they learn German commands and English commands, and they do a great job. You just have to instruct them to do the right behavior and then reward them. It could get confusing in a family if I'm telling my dog the place where I want him to stay and you're telling him to lay down or move over there or whatever your commands. We just all have to use similar commands to teach them, and then we can work on different words for those commands. And yes, they're very, very intelligent.
Okay, Dr. Mike, Sammy from Bethel Park wants to know, what are the signs that my pet might need a change in their diet? Great question.
Yeah, that's a good question, too. If they need a change in diet, it's usually because they're getting a lot of gas and we've tried things like enzymes and it's not working, or they're having soft stools, or they're vomiting too much, you know, more than occasionally, and or they're, you know, having multiple stools a day. They shouldn't only go once or twice a day. They shouldn't be going 12 times a day. That would tell me that diet's become inefficient. And if they have a rough hair coat, losing weight, and they just don't look good, those are symptoms I look at. And then I would recommend, if you see that in your pet, speak to your veterinarian and they'll help you and guide you for a new diet. I don't change diets quickly unless it's a poor quality diet. And I see the typical things I see on poor quality diets, like I just mentioned. But a lot of times we can add enzymes, add a little bit of probiotics, and we can fix it up quite easily.
I have a bonus question for you with an older dog who you know very well. How do you train them? Now that I see Spring and where they go and she goes outside, how do I try to encourage them to like spread it out, so to speak? Is there something, can you teach an old dog new tricks?
You mean so they don't go to the same place? Usually it's the opposite. People want them to go to the same place to teach them. They'll get one of those rocks that have herb attractants on them to get the dog to eliminate near the same place so they don't burn the grass everywhere. But it's the ones that go everywhere are like my dogs too. No, I don't have tricks for that, Larry. Sorry.
So I just, I, what you're telling me, Doc, is you'll have to live with burned out grass.
Yeah, or landmines everywhere.
Oh, yeah. All right. All you have to do is go to animalgeneral.net. A lot of great information, podcast stuff. You have it all right there. Dr. Mike, always great to talk to you. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yep, pleasure is mine. Take care.
Thanks, Dr. Mike.
Happy first day of spring.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, President Trump expected to sign another executive order today to begin dismantling another federal agency.
Trump's made it no secret for a number of years now, especially through the campaign, that he wanted to get rid of the U.S. Department of Ed.
And so what does that mean at this level? That's the big question.
And it needs congressional approval, I think.
It does.
For a complete shutdown, it does.
Yeah.
The big dance starts today. At 12:15, a couple of games will be played.
Experts predict as many as 40% of the workforce will be calling off sick today and tomorrow. 23% of those who do show up for work will be spending an average of 4 hours watching games.
So do the math. That's over 60% of the
people. That's unbelievable.
Some of our coworkers in our office pool have put in as many four and five brackets. Now, where do they fill those in at?
Yeah, I don't know.
At work.
Yep.
Be honest.
Got a change in the weather starting today.
As the storm system moves east, we will be seeing this storm system now bring the potential for some rain to the northeast. And then late tonight into early Friday, could actually see a bit of backside snow.
Yeah, just a little. We're not getting, according to meteorologist Joe Lumberg, the heavy blizzard conditions that they have in Chicago.
But the furnace is going to kick in again. Don't worry about it.
That furnace.
That's coming on. It's coming on.
Thank you, Paul. I was looking for that Pirates of the Caribbean music because I want to give away some Pirates tickets. You going down PNC anytime soon?
I'm going.
You going to be at the opener? We're going
to
be well.
I'm not going to the. Oh, I am going to the opener. I'm sorry. I am. Yeah, yeah.
Are you working with us?
No.
It'd give you a little flavor.
Uh-huh. Here's Joey Barton with a two-out chance. He swings and launches one deep to left field, and this one is way out of here. A long home run for Joey Barton. He ties the game with a three-run homer here in the third.
And
I got chills. I got goosebumps.
That was Joe Block getting ready to wrap up spring training this weekend and early next week.
Yeah.
The season starts next Thursday on the road in Miami for the Pirates. And we have a pair of tickets for Saturday's April 5th game.
Okay.
Or
no.
Yeah, let me look.
Wait, no. Wait. April, yeah. No, the opener's April 4th.
Right, and it's Saturday, 4:05 first pitch against the New York Yankees. If you'd like to go, 412-922-1020.
All right.
Pick a number.
Ready? Ready?
Don't say 7.
I'm not. You ready?
Yeah.
9. Caller number 9. Go, baby. Go, go, go. Go, baby. Go, go, go.
Who wore number 9 for the Pirates back in the day?
Al Oliver.
Really? I thought he was 17. Oh, that was Matty Alou.
Matty Alou. Oh, wow.
I think it was.
Was it?
Bill Mazeroski.
Did he? No. Oh, maybe.
Thanks for your definitive.
Yeah, input. And I just got the boss just texted me and said I am working 4 to 6 on the opener, so I thought I was going. Forget it.
Oh no, you are going.
I guess I am working.
You're going to be broadcasting down at PNC.
Oh no,